Skeno, Sego, Segoli, on E. I'm David Moses with your CKRZ 100.3 FM News. The Six Nations Elected Council Political Liaison Meeting took place on the morning of Monday, November 14th, and was chaired by Councillor Nathan Wright. Rod Whitlow, the environmental lead at Lands and Resources, was at the online Facebook meeting to give an update regarding the First Nations drinking water settlement. Mr. Whitlow established that since approximately 2012 or 2014, he has been working on the water security portfolio privately and personally for seeking and pursuing water security for Six Nations. Since then, he has been in touch with various players, entities, and parties, including participating with the Chiefs of Ontario and Assembly of First Nations Environment Committees on the Class Action for First Nations Drinking Water. With the class action lawsuit established, Whitlow went on to explain the criteria to apply for compensation.
I guess once the class settlement was reached, and the way class settlements work is if you meet the criteria between 1995, I believe, and 2021, I think that's a 25-year period, and you've been on a do not drink water advisory for at least 1 year during those 25 years, that you, as an individual First Nation resident living on a First Nation community, you meet the threshold criteria to apply for compensation through this national class settlement. So I know the various parties and entities and legal counsel and advocates have approached the previous council and this council numerous times. And I know there are political and legal sensitivities in terms of the context for Six Nations, so it's not my place to get into those finer details. But just to say that a deadline is coming up, I think it's coming up in the first week of December, for respective First Nations to opt in to this national First Nation settlement. So legal advisors have provided a little bit of context for Six Nations community in terms of what might be involved in that. It's kind of an aggressive timeline. So there was a discussion around those circumstances and different options and whatnot. My focus, I guess, is more at the individual level. And I've asked a lot of questions of the experts and the delegates over so many years about do individual households at Six Nations meet that threshold to apply for compensation under this class settlement? And the answers that I got consistently was yes. Theoretically, we do have individuals that from the period of 1995 until June of 2021, they definitely meet the threshold. The unique circumstance that we have here at Six Nations is a lot of those do not drink or boil water advisories are open-ended. And so that's probably a new unique context for Six Nations. So I'll get a little bit more into that in a minute. But the other one is typically we don't get a lot of media coverage in terms of boil water advisories federally is because and I think the two newspapers picked it up the last time we had this open discussion, is that there's this perception that because we have what they refer to as a state-of-the-art water treatment plant facility, that we don't have any boil water advisories or drinking water advisories. So typically when I'm sitting at those tables and the government says, okay, this is only looking at communal drinking water distribution system. So the threshold there is five households or more have to be hooked up to a communal drinking water system. So that's typically how in some of the meetings I've been to is the formula that they use to say, okay, this community's priority. And they look at those communal water systems. So because the village of Oswego gets their drinking water from a distribution system, that's considered a communal system. So there's different contexts as well. So there's just looking at our own unique situation as a community, there's been there's segments of timelines whereby as a community as a whole, we probably meet the criteria, and then individually as a whole. So there's kind of two different class categories from my perspective. And the one is before we got the current water treatment plant, we were getting water from the Mackenzie Creek. And so there was a water treatment plant there on Fourth Line Road, which is now the Archives Building.
The deadline for council to apply is December 3rd, but individuals can also apply, and successful applicants can receive up to $2,000 per year. For more details and clarification, you can hear and see the entire presentation on the Six Nations Elected Council Facebook page. For CKRZ-FM, I'm David Moses.